miss me calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right, thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. On this time every week, we have a blog with archive podcasts. If you can't stick around for the whole show and you like a little bit of what you hear and you want to hear the rest, you can go to ozstrandedradio.com and in your own time, check out this show. It'll be up in a couple of days, but also we've got lots of other podcasts there and interviews archived as well. Now, this week is a very extra special week. I occasionally revisit the sounds of the church, and this week is a very opportune time to do that because this great band who hail from Australia, who formed in 1980 in Sydney, New South Wales, are playing in Vancouver on the 21st, which is tomorrow night. If you're listening live here in Vancouver, you could be listening online anywhere in the world. And if you are elsewhere in North America, they are embarking on a big tour, and Vancouver is the first date. So they're going all the way down the West Coast, I believe, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and very likely dates elsewhere in the US. So listen in for the next little while. I'm going to be playing for you a whole batch of songs from the church. And we've got two tickets to give away if you are listening live in Vancouver and you're really excited. Maybe you're a big fan of the band. I know there's going to be people there who've been listening to them since 1981, maybe. So if you're one of these people and you haven't got a ticket left, ticket yet, and I know there's deserving folks out there who are very big fans, we'll give you a chance to phone through probably around the 6:30 p.m. Time. But in the meantime, I wanted to share you some of their songs and what a difficult task with 25 albums. It's impossible to do a proper retrospective. So I'm going to play for you a selection, mostly not particularly well-known songs, except I do want to start with one just to set the context, one of their very well-known songs, Almost With You from the Blurred Crusade album, which was their second album, which came out in 1982. Of course, the church, right out from the very start, were a very polished and professional outfit, featuring the songwriting talents of Steve Kilby on bass and vocals, and the incredible guitar overlapping interplay of Peter Coppers and Marty Wilson Piper. And the original drummer was a gentleman named Nick Ward, but he didn't last too long. A gentleman named Richard Plug was the long-term drummer through to the Starfish era in the late 80s. But then eventually they had a new drummer, Tim Powles, who's been with them since the Hologram of Baal record. He's still with them. And, of course, they have a brand-new album out called Further Deeper, and that's what they're touring on. So we will play towards the end of the retrospective. We'll play at least one song from the brand-new album. But I love to dig into the past here on this show on Stranded, and if you're new to this band, maybe this will intrigue you. They're one of a kind, just a peerless band. To describe their sounds verbally is hard, but I suppose very sophisticated psychedelic rock with a lot of very epic sort of soundscapes at this point in their career, with really evocative transcendental themed sort of lyrics over the top, but they did start in a very altogether sound. So of course this song Almost With You is a very good example of their early more pop sounding material, which made them very popular in Australia very quickly, very early in their career. And I imagine this album, The Blur Crusade 2, was popular with college radio folks here in North America, I can only imagine. So if you're listening and you're a big fan from those days, I'm a little jealous that you knew about them way back then, because I've only been listening to them for maybe 10 years. Anyway, let's get into the music. This is The Church, which with the single Almost With You from 1982, and then we're going to be playing a whole bunch more of their songs.
Thank you. bar, and everybody knows what you've been drinking. Disgraceful sky flecked with a nightmare of stars, and everybody knows how you've been sinking. Long distance century buzzes and fades. I wonder why you've not resigned. Previews, processions and parades. You've got to grind, grind it out. You've got to grind. The arrows push off the top. This can cause a stain forever. And once it started up, it cannot be stopped. At least it's holding us together. Long distance century. Yeah.
This is Sasha Bilot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And here it is. We're playing the songs of the church, which I've done periodically on this show. The last time I intensively played the church was when they performed in Seattle on the last tour, maybe about 3 years ago. And this time, they're actually making all the way to Vancouver, and they're playing tomorrow night, Saturday, at the Rio. Very exciting stuff. And we do have two tickets to give away quite soon. But those songs there, so I'm playing as best I can a very basic retrospective, which is next to impossible with the hundreds of songs that they've put out over 25 albums. But first up was the classic Almost With You from the Blurred Crusade, which came out in 1982. And next up was the last track from the album Golden Afternoon Fix. The song was called Grind. And so that album came out in 1990. And it was the big follow-up to Starfish of 1988, which was their huge album. That was when they went to the States, recorded in LA, and had that monstrous hit with Under the Milky Way. And the follow-up, Golden Afternoon Fix, was not exactly what commercially, what was going to allow them to maintain that big level of popularity. It was a more difficult sounding album, darker, almost sort of more industrial in parts. I still think it's cool, but it's the band doesn't look upon it as their greatest album. In fact, the next album, Priest Equals Aura from 1992, is regarded by many as being the true masterpiece of the band. Anyway, so the track after that Grind was Buffalo, a really lovely number, which I really love. It's from the album called Hologram of Baal, which came out in 1998. So we're playing The Church. They formed in Sydney, New South Wales in 1980, but they had a formative period in a sense in Canberra, and that's where I grew up. So the band's always been sort of special to me there. Steve Kilby spent many years in Canberra, and that's where he learnt to develop his artistic, his songwriting gift, sort of in isolation, in not the most creatively fertile of places, Canberra. And here's an interesting thing I just discovered. If you are a big fan listening on the radio now, there's a really great book out called No Certainty Attached, Steve Kilby and the Church. It's a biography by Robert Dean Laurie, and he is a mammoth fan, but he's American, and he wrote this really fantastic biography, just through, the sheer absolute love of the music of this band. And he interviewed Steve, and I'm just starting to reread it now, and I've just got through to page 82, and he talks a lot about the formative period in Canberra. And there was, many years where Steve was playing in different bands and struggling really to get any sort of following. But on Steve Kilby's Bandcamp, he's got all of his solo records up there. And there's one in particular called Freaky Conclusions. And apparently that is a compilation of a lot of his original home recordings that he would have done in Canberra way back, I guess, in the late 70s through to 1980. I'm really definitely going to check that out to see the genesis of the songwriting smarts of Steve. But the band, proper band, formed in Sydney in 1980 with the final merging of the two guitarists, Peter Coppers, and then Marty Wilson Piper, who came along. He was a busker from the UK, and he just walked up to them after a show and said he loved them. And apparently Steve offered him the job on the spot just by him looking like a cool guy and having similar tastes in records. And so if anyone has been following, of course, the history of the band, after many, many, many years, Marty Wilson Piper has left, and he's not on the new record, Further Deeper, which has been a big disappointment to a lot of hardcore fans. But if you do listen to the new record, it's another extraordinary piece of work. And I think, anyone who goes along to the show, on any of the shows on this tour, will be really happy with Ian Haig's work. He's the new guitarist, formerly of Powderfinger. This is actually an interesting time to revisit this funny album, because given that Marty isn't going to be playing at this show, there was a moment in their history where he had departed at way back for a certain period of time, but the band was recording anyway under the name they chose to call it the Refomation, R-E-F-O colon M-A-T-I-O-N, and they put out a really interesting album. I guess this is not particularly well known, but it was Steve and Peter Coppers and Tim Powles and maybe one other person. And I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks from this. It came out, I guess, in 1997, roughly then. Yeah, really cool stuff. And so not with the classic church sound, with the classic interplay of the guitars, but I think this is fantastic. So we're going to play for you now the Reformation, in brackets, the church. And I think this is a good time to give away, because I'm sure that there are some folks out there who are local and really like this band and have known them for a long time and haven't got a ticket yet. And if you wanted to call through 604-822-2487, we'll give away the two tickets to the first caller. So you're listening to Stranded, and the phone number to call is 604-822-2487. If you're a big fan of the church or a new fan and you're curious and would like to see them at the Rio Theatre on Saturday the 21st, which is tomorrow. Okay, this is it. This is Reformation from 1997.
Thank you. Wonderful time of the year.
Hey there, listeners. Every year, Fund Drive, CITR's annual fundraiser, helps raise money to keep CITR running. Last year, we raised over $35,000 to assist our move to a new station. This year, Fund Drive is kicking off February 26th with a party at UBC's Pitt Pub and finishing off with a party at Pat's Pub on March 6th. So let's get digital. This year, our goal is to raise $40,000 to build a new website, digitize our analog archives, make decades worth of CITR history accessible, and more. Starting February 26th, you can call in to pledge towards this year's fund drive. Or starting February 16th, donate online at www.citr.ca. Receive great prizes for your donations. Again, fund drive is this February 26th to March 6th. Help keep campus and community radio healthy. Donate to support CITR.
Hey Okay, welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we're just doing a very brief retrospective on some of the sounds of the church. A very, very minute handpicked batch of songs from their 25 albums. Of course, they're playing in Vancouver tomorrow night, Saturday the 21st, and we still have one more ticket to give away, 604-822-2487, if you're interested, and it's going to be amazing, that song. So basically, we played in that set an interesting couple of songs from a sort of side project that was called Refomation, R-E-F-O:MATION, around 1997, at a time when Mighty Wilson Piper, the core guitarist, had departed for us for a small while. And that album was, I think, only available online at some point. And actually, yeah, that's what I had to do, find it online. Yeah, that's right, 604-822-2487 if you want that ticket to see the church at the Rio Theatre. This is, of course, the great Australian band who formed in 1980, most famously known for Under the Milky Way from 1988, but they have many, many, many more fabulous songs. And in fact, given that they didn't succeed, didn't maintain those commercial heights through the whole career, it really left them with this wonderful sort of underground following and space to kind of create really interesting sounds and to just persevere. And the new album, Further Deeper, is out, and we're going to play for you the single from that right after this song called this is one of my the first record I really got into them. It was a record called Forget Yourself. And this song, I just want to double check what year this came out. This song is called Sea Line. It's the first track off the record. And it was less than 10 years ago. Let's see. 2003 this record came out. So here we go. This is The Church with Sea Line, and then we'll play for you the latest single from the new album, Further Deeper. You're on Stranded. You can catch us at ozstrandedradio.com and at Twitter at ozstranded.
Lash at the window, the room. Little cracker, watch your back. It'll You never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And here we are, this is Stranded, and that was the latest single from The Church called Vanishing Man, and it's on the album Further Deeper, the 25th album, and they're just about to embark on their latest North American tour, which starts in Vancouver on Saturday the 21st at the Rio. So I hope you enjoyed that little retrospective and an introduction to the band if you're new to them. And actually, if you are more of a fan, I did last tour, I recorded interviews with all four members of the band. If you go to ozstrandedradio.com and click on the interviews tab, I think it was either 2013 or, yeah, probably 2013, and you'll look down for Steve Kilby and Marty Wilson Piper, Peter Coppers, Tim Powles, and you'll be able to listen to full interviews with all four guys. It was an extraordinary experience for me to meet them. And I look forward to seeing them in concert again for the first time here in Vancouver. I don't know if they've ever been here. Anyway, exciting stuff. Time to move on into some Canadian music for the rest of the show. This song is by a band called Reef Shark. I really am impressed with them. This is from a record of theirs called Better Weather, which came out mid last year. The song is called Enter Reef Shark.
Still the water.
Your captain speaking. Today your destination is...
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 25th at the Vancouver Convention Center to meet with top universities from around the world, offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 2 p.m., but come early at 1 p.m. to catch our feature seminar. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Thanks for tuning into the show. So this is Stranded, and you just heard at the top of the set Reef Shark, great Vancouver band, and the song was called Enter the Reef Shark, track one off the record Better Weather of last year. The next was Miens with Smitten from the demo EP, and then Frankie Powder from their CD Live Demos. And so let's keep going straight into the music. Next up we have Prophecy Sun. They have a record out, and it's very well put together, the casing here. The record is called Emerge. So let's play for you a track called Run a Dream. This is Prophecy Sun. We're playing Canadian music here on Stranded. And don't forget, we are online, ozstranded.com. And we're also on Twitter, at OzStranded. And the whole purpose of the show is to play Australian and Canadian independent music. And let's press on. This is Prophecy Sun. Thank you.
Attention, class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Thank you for listening. We have about 12 minutes left of the show. You're on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You could be listening online at Australian Radio. Sorry, that's incorrect. You could be listening to CITR.ca live, or you could be listening to Australian Radio on the blog as a podcast. So, yes, technically that is correct as well, depending on the time you're in, what time, space, dimension. The beauty of modern radio. So we had at the top of the set there, beautiful ambient instrumental track there, Prophecy Sun. The track was called Run a Dream from Emerge. That's the record. Next was Rec Center with Monster of the Week, the title track from the same album. And then Viet Cong, they're from Calgary, and I believe they're a new incarnation of the original band was Women, and there's a couple of members have formed this band Viet Cong, and apparently they're very much in the public eye at the moment, at least, you know, in the independent music world. They're getting a lot of attention. They're on Flemish Eye Records. A great new band here in the city of Vancouver is Fashionism, if you like some good rock and roll. And let's play their debut single, Smash the State With Your Face, 7-inch. Here it is. This song is called Where have all the rock and roll girls gone? From Vancouver, BC, this is Fashionism.
When the girls come around.
Okay, we're just about out of time. That was the very familiar sounds there of the New Pornographers with Dancehall Domain from their latest record, Brill Bruises. And before that was Fashionism from Vancouver. From the debut 7-inch, the song was Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone? Yes, where are they? Hopefully some of them will be at the Church concert tomorrow night in Vancouver. I'm absolutely excited at the Rio. And we're just about out of time. I'm going to leave you with this message from our sponsors, and then we'll one more track, Ace Martins with the song Incredible. Bye for now. This is Stranded, OZSTRANDED radio.com. It's where you can find us online. Bye for now.
Craig Cardiff, a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn the fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love call.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love Is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
Okay.
I mean, they won't talk. Just don't talk.